And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Sean Payton, why did he run the score up on the Carolina Panthers? The answer, because he could, and he wanted to. Now, it is not about embarrassing the Carolina Panthers as much as many of you would like to feel offended, like to get all up in your feelings about it, and you would not be alone. Sam Franklin says that's exactly what happened. Here's what happened, Texter. What happened was that an NFL team was beating the hell out of another NFL team. An NFL team had created a situation where another NFL team just couldn't compete. Well, NFL teams during the regular season have limited opportunities where they can try stuff out. Effectively, you got to have what the Denver Broncos had this weekend. You got to have a game where you perform well against a bad team who does not perform well. Because the Denver Broncos, by no stretch of my limited imagination, the Denver Broncos are shockingly involved in the AFC playoff race. They are 5-3 right now. Right now, if the season ended in the AFC, the Chiefs would get the one seed and the bye at 7-0. Your division winners would be the Houston Texans at 6-2, the Pittsburgh Steelers at 5-2, and the Buffalo Bills at 6-2. Lonzo, if the season ended today, the Denver Broncos are going to the playoffs as a wild card team at 5-3. It would be them, it would be the Ravens, and it would be the Colts would be your wild card teams. They're absolutely in the playoff hunt. However, of the wild card teams, the Broncos are also the most up-and-coming team. They've got a rookie quarterback. They've got a bunch of young guys across their defense. It's an up-and-coming team that is going to get better. You have limited opportunities. You have limited opportunities where you can practice things against a full-speed, full-tilt National Football League defense. Limited opportunities. So if you're Sean Payton and you want to know that you have a fake field goal in the bag that can be broken out, if you find yourself, let's say, I don't know, hypothetically, it's week 17, there's 3, 4, 5 teams competing for the wild card, and let's say, hypothetically, the Denver Broncos alive for the wild card spot in the final week of the year. Lonzo, you want to take a stab at who the Broncos have in week 18? It's the Kansas City Chiefs. So what happens if you find yourself in a spot where the Chiefs, they're locked in. They've already got the one seed. They're locked in. You find yourself tied up late in the game. Denver's got the ball. They're driving. They're inside field goal range. They're down 3. Everybody sells out on the Chiefs backups because they want to go win this game and keep an undefeated season alive, whatever it is. Don't you want to know if you're Sean Payton that in a situation where it might matter, you have an onside kick in the bag? Of course you do. How do you make sure that your team is capable of running that onside kick? There's one way to do it. You run the onside kick. You put it into a game. You try it out. If you don't try it in this spot, you only have one other option. And that one other option is you don't try it until you need it. In which case, you haven't gotten to practice it because as much as you can try it against your first string defense, number one, they know what's coming. And number two, you, as every coach who's ever coached will tell you, they can't simulate a full-speed NFL tilt against a different team in practice. It can't be done.
Stop your whining. If you can't stop them, that's on you. It's on you. On whatever level of football, if you can't stop them, it's on you. There are hard lessons to be learned. You're still getting paid the same. Just be a better team, Panthers.
Look, I don't think anybody disagrees with that, and that is spot on correct. But the texter asked, why? Why do you feel the need? You can, But just because you can doesn't mean you should. Why would you do it? And the answer was Sean Payton wanted to do a few things. He wanted to get Bo Nix extra looks and extra XP when the risk was absolutely non-existent, A. And B, wanted to make sure that all the stuff that he had in the bag, the trick plays and the complicated route trees and all that, those were all things that he could lean on when he ends up with, sorry about it, an important game against a good team, which this one was not. At that point in the game, it was no longer important. The game had been put away, and it certainly was not against a good team. So a lot of people are looking up and going, oh, Sean was trying to humiliate the Panthers. No, he wasn't. He wasn't trying to humiliate you. What he was trying to do was make sure that his fake field goal unit had some experience. Make sure that Bo Nix was seeing maybe some more complicated routes and patterns and trees than he would ordinarily see in the offense that they run day to day. Maybe they were trying to make sure that if they got some wrinkles in the game somewhere, that they could run those out in what was a scrimmage scenario at that point. It wasn't that Sean Payton was standing there going, I'm going to humiliate the Panthers. It wasn't that. What it was Sean Payton was looking and going, you know, I want to make sure we got a fake field goal and we can run it and we're comfortable running it and my guys have done it. So there's a big difference between going out there and kicking a field goal in a high pressure situation and going out there and trying to execute a fake field goal in a high pressure situation. There's all these tells that you can give away, right? Okay, if their kicker turns his foot this particular way, it's because he's trying to get a faster start to the outside on a fake field goal. So defenders aren't dumb. Defensive coaches aren't dumb. They, like a poker player, are looking for those little tells. I need to be able to go out there and put down a fake field goal on tape so that I, as the head coach, can look at it and go, hey, kicker, you turned your ankle. You gave away the game. You gave away the bag. And now the Chiefs know it. So we need you to straighten that out. Now you've run it. Those nerves are gone because, hey, we did it. It worked. It's successful. Let's go. He wasn't trying to embarrass you. He was trying to make his team a playoff team, potentially, was in the best spot to succeed when they get down to the end of the season, and it matters.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.